in the years that we've been married. Okay, let's take a look at news.
36 degrees at 5:30. Good afternoon. I'm Kim Gordon. An Inglewood High School will close a year earlier than expected.
Bears banged up heading into their Thanksgiving Day matchup in Detroit. Details in sports.
And in business, Ready, Set, Shop, one Chicago mall preparing for Black Friday. WGN Traffic is sponsored by Plumbers911.com. Do you have a plumbing emergency at your home or business? Don't panic. Call Plumbers911. Plumbers911 provides Chicagoland with licensed and highly trained plumbers 24/7. Call Plumbers 911 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Here's Lauren Lapka.
Two right lanes outbound on the Eisenhower are still blocked at Morgan because of a manhole without a cover. It's an hour to 390 and 47 minutes back in. Inbound Edens is backed up at Foster. It's 22 from Lake Cook to Montrose. Both sides of the Kennedy between O'Hare and downtown are an hour. Traffic is heavy out on the Stevenson until Central. It's an hour to Veterans Memorial, just 37 minutes heading in. Up on Dan Ryan, it's slow from 43rd. It's 33 to 95th, 20 minutes inbound. Lake Shore Drive is stop and go southbound between North and Chicago, and I-80 94 West is backed up between I-65 and Kennedy Avenue. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
The news is next, but first, Tom Skilling's forecast. The high wind warning wraps up in just about a half an hour at 6 o'clock. Tonight, cloudy, cold, wind velocities calm down, but winds remain brisk, a low of 29. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, cloudy, chilly. Winds continue to diminish, much calmer by the afternoon with a high of 37. Friday, mostly cloudy, chilly with a high of 41. Martin Sandoval's resigning his state Senate seat on January 1st. WGN-TV's Joe Donlin reports the Chicago Democrat's been under pressure to step down.
The FBI raided Sandoval's home and his offices in Cicero and Springfield in connection with a corruption investigation in September. It remains unclear if Sandoval is cooperating with that investigation, but he is not facing any criminal charges at this point.
Sandoval already stepped down as chairman of the Transportation Committee last month. Hope High School in Inglewood will close by the end of this school year, a year ahead of the planned closure. That announcement from Chicago Public Schools today. Chicago Teachers Union President's Vice President Stacey Davis-Gates blames the city for sabotaging the school.
They're going to underline that the reason why the school is closed is because there are no students there. Well, students just don't leave a school community. They're pushed out of a school community. They're priced out of a school community.
The school board still needs to vote on closing the school. Many of the students have transferred or plan to transfer to the new Inglewood STEM High School that opened in September. Also today, trespassing charges were dropped against nine Chicago Teachers Union members who were arrested during the strike after they demonstrated at Lincoln Yards, the project being developed by Sterling Bay. Teacher Hilario Dominguez is one of the teachers who was arrested.
We won today, right? And we're going to keep showing up. So this is putting Sterling Bay on blast. They're on notice. Right? The 78, you're on notice.
The teachers are upset. Sterling Bay is getting a $1.3 billion tax break from the city while they say schools are underfunded. The Alabama Supreme Court has upheld a state law barring cities from moving or altering Confederate monuments. Justices today reversed a circuit judge's ruling that declared the law unenforceable because it violates the free speech rights of local communities. The high wind warning expires at 6, but WGN meteorologist Demetrius Ivory says the winds won't immediately drop.
We're looking at winds now sustained at between 25 to 35 miles per hour. But then as we get into this evening, those winds will slowly weaken. Now, still strong winds tonight. I mean, they're probably going to be gusting to probably 40 miles per hour or so for much of this evening.
On this busy travel day, the winds haven't caused many problems at today's airports, but tens of thousands are without power. ComEd says they have 450 crews out working 24/7 to get the lights back on. Now that the table is set and Thanksgiving dinner prep is underway, it's time to start thinking about Christmas shopping. Aurora police are making plans for shoppers to hit the Chicago Premium Outlet Mall tomorrow night. Police Officer Chris Weaver.
We get a lot of minor fender benders out in the parking lot, people trying to pull in quickly and back out quickly. Just anything that you can do to alleviate the amount of vehicle traffic. You know, bring as many people as you want, but, you know, if you all can, if you can share a vehicle, that'd be great.
The mall will be one of the only malls in the Chicago area to open at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day and stay open for 28 hours. If you're out Christmas shopping this weekend, there's a new way to donate to the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign. Salvation Army spokesman Dale Bannon says you can now use your smartphone's Apple or Google payment options by waving your device over a microchip on a tag attached to the kettle stands.
Every dollar and penny that goes into the kettle stays local to meet local needs.
The Kettle campaign runs through Christmas Eve. WGN Sports, here's Kevin Powell.
Thank you, Kim. College hoops on the air tonight. Northwestern with a chance at an early season tournament title when they face Pitt in the Fort Myers Tip-Off Championship. Pre-game's at 7:15. Tip is at 7:30 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer. The Bulls visit the 3-win Golden State Warriors. They are very much a different-looking team than the previous few seasons. After injuries to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, they own the worst record in the NBA. Blackhawks are back at it Friday night after knocking off the Stars. Last night, Dallas came into the United Center having won 7 straight. Hawks host Colorado Friday afternoon. We'll have that game at 2:30. 6 players listed as out for the Bears game tomorrow in Detroit. Ben Brownaker and Taylor Gabriel still dealing with concussions. Bobby Massey, Sherrick McManus, Adam Shaheen, and Danny Trevathan joining them on that list. Lions quarterback Jeff Driscoll dealing with a hamstring injury but is expected to play. Kickoff at 11:30. Our pregame starts at 9 with Hamp and OB, and they'll have the postgame at 2:30. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Kevin Powell, WGN Sports.
Your money on WGN. The Dow closed up 42 points today. NASDAQ up 57. The S&P 500 up 13. The volatility index at the CBOE up not quite a quarter point today. Crude oil settled at $58.11, down 30 cents. Corn, wheat, soybeans all down. I'm Kim Gordon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Honey, what are we going to do with your grandparents' old coins and jewelry?
I'm pretty sure they're worth some money.
You've been saying that for years.
Okay, how about PGS Gold and Coin? They're the best when it comes to selling family valuables.
And you know this because...
PGS, when it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
Do that again.
PGS, when it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
Isn't that the place Jeff sold his grandmother's jewelry when she passed?
Yep, he checked out PGSGoldAndCoin.com and found tons of positive reviews. He was blown away by how much he got. Do you? Oh, you're already on the site.
Almost. PGSGoldAndCoin.com.
PGS Gold and Coin, the upscale way of selling your coins, jewelry, diamonds, and collectibles. Family owned and operated for over 10 years. Rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau with 3 Chicagoland locations, and they make house calls. PGSGoldAndCoin.com or 888-416-2701. That's PGSGoldAndCoin.com or 888-416-2701.
PGS. When it comes to your valuables, they're the best.
It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale, and it's the best time to save. Save up to $600 store-wide. And Friday until noon, get our Doorbuster deal, a purple sleep bundle with pillows, sheets, and more for only $199. Or don't miss our Friday-only hot buy, a Sleepy's queen bed for just $169. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you to shop these great deals. Hurry, these deals end Friday. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid on qualifying purchases. Doorbuster and hot buy offers available while supplies last. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
DriveChicago.com.
Your only source for pre-owned vehicles in Chicagoland.
Buy from a dealer you can trust.
Thousands of high-quality manufacturer-certified vehicles.
Many coming off lease right now.
Log on.
DriveChicago.com.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
We came here to eat dinner and to party. This is a dinner party, right?
720 WGN, Pete McMurray and Farrell Khan in the Skyline Studios. Tomorrow, the big parade, Chicago's parade. That is what's happening. In studio with us is the executive producer of the Thanksgiving parade, Phil Purovich. It's good to see you, man. How
good
are you?
Good seeing you, Pete. Doing great.
Your hair is much longer than I remember. Are you in a rock band? What is going on?
No, you know, I just got tired of paying for haircuts, so just decided to let it grow a bit.
I think I like it. I mean, you notice nice hair on somebody, you have to comment, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's draws the attention.
Sure.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So tomorrow, you got the parade going on. It's going to be a little crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's always a mad dash to the end, but the team's been doing a great job, and we've got a great show tomorrow for everyone in Chicago that's going to come out and watch, and all the folks are going to watch on WGN 9.
Well, tell us about it. We have Dan Ponce on next hour. I told him not to screw up. That's why we're going to have him on to kind of coach him through it.
Dan's a pro. He's going to do a great job with Fred. He always does. We love seeing him out there. And, you know, we've got 3 hours of family-filled entertainment for everyone. So our first hour is staged for television-only performances. So we have Broadway in Chicago, Teatro Zanzani, Renaissance Boliviano, so a lot of great cultural groups. And then okay. the Forward Motion Parade is from 9 to 11. So that's the traditional bands, floats, balloons, horses portion of the parade.
This is a family tradition for a lot of families in the Chicago area. Anything new for anybody that's going this year that they could expect to see compared to past couple years?
Yeah, you know, our grand marshals this year are fantastic. We've got Chris Sullivan from NBC's This Is Us.
Toby.
Toby, that's
yeah,
right. That's
we're right. going to talk to him in a few minutes. Excellent. I can't wait. Yeah. Yeah.
And Miguel Cervantes, who has been Hamilton
right.
in the Chicago cast of Hamilton for the entire run of the show, will be with us. And I mentioned Teatro Zanzani. They're having a residency at the Cambria Hotel. So they're going to do our opening number, and it's going to be a fantastic routine.
How do you get these people?
You know, that's one
like Chris Sullivan, who plays Toby on This Is Us. You figure he's busy right now, and you call him up, say, hey, this is Phil. We need you. Bring
that's
it
about how it goes. So we do a lot of sort of reaching out. We try to find celebrities that have ties to Chicago. And Chris does have ties to Chicago. He cut his teeth in Chicago theater. So that's what brought him back this year. And for that, we really just beat the bushes. I mean, we go out to see, you know, performances at Navy Pier, at the Cultural Center, at Daly Plaza, even in the suburbs. We monitor parades all across the country looking for the best talent. And if we see something we want, we really actively recruit them. And we're, you know, selling Chicago, and we're selling the Thanksgiving parade
sure.
as a great performance opportunity.
Do you have any pro tips for anybody going, like, best place to watch the parade, or maybe a place some people might not go normally, get a good look at the parade?
I do. So it's natural that everyone wants to sort of be close to the TV zone. That's right. Where all the action is.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
But if you're looking to kind of sneak in and sneak out and have it be a little less congested, State and Van Buren. So just north of the L tracks.
Yep.
So it just,
yep.
you know, not as densely populated in that area.
Okay.
So if you're going to get there a little bit late, or if you're just not a fan of the really big crowd, go to that intersection, and that's your best bet.
I'm writing that down right now. State right. and Van Buren. It starts at 8 a.m.?
It does. 8 a.m. to 11. And we always say try to arrive at 7:30. And, of course, if you can't take public transportation, that's always your best bet.
Who kicks off the parade?
Teatro Zanzani. So okay. that's going to be your opening number. So, you know, and from there we go into the other stage performances, the Black Ensemble Theater. I mentioned Renaissance Boliviano, the Aramovitsa, Ukrainian dance team will be there, always a crowd favorite. So, yeah, and Teatro is new to us this year, so that's one of our new groups.
Is Santa Claus at the end?
Well, I can't tell you that, Pete. I mean, we've put in a request to have the big guy make an appearance.
Really?
He's a busy guy. But I've got a feeling that he's going to help us out this year.
I can't imagine what this week is like for you. I mean, it's just got to be crazy, because if you're running the Chicago Thanksgiving parade, people want to come to you with their problems, their last-minute problems.
That's absolutely right.
And you're getting text messages and the VIP people, I want to get my family in. Phil, can you help me?
I like to say that my job for the 2 weeks prior to the parade is to let people yell at me. if they have problems and they're trying to get them resolved, I'm the guy they call, and I do my best to make sure everybody's, you know, having a great experience with the parade. And I've accepted that's my fate in life.
I can't imagine the panic from the weather today. Like, if the winds were just right? 24 hours later.
We were getting lots of email, direct messages about this. And, of course, people have, you know, they should be concerned. It was you know, kind of a different kind of a day here, but tomorrow
right.
the weather's going to be great.
It's perfect.
It is. It's going to be very seasonable, even a little bit on the nice side in terms of the morning temperatures. And people should come out. It's going to be a great show. And, you know, the great thing about it, ending at 11, there's time to get home for your Thanksgiving meal.
All right. What time do you eat tomorrow?
We have dinner together, sort of all the people that are displaced by, you know, working or producing the parade.
Okay.
So we have a great dinner at the Sheraton Grand Chicago, just right across the river from here. And we'll have about 90 guests there and about 7 p.m. after the parade.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then parade marches north on State Street.
That's correct. We are, I believe, the only parade in the city that marches north. All the other parades march on State Street go south.
Okay, I guess that's true. Why? Why do you go north?
When we decided to move the parade back to State Street back, I believe, in 1999. We just, you know, walked the route. We assessed where the best staging area would be, where the best disband area would be. And I'd been in the parade business for about 8 years by then, and I was aware of what the city was doing with their parades, but I just felt that it was a better operational plan to stage south of Congress, now Ida B. Wells Drive, of course,
right,
and march north and disband on the north end of the loop. And it's a great operational plan, but the city, of course, has a very strong plan for the rest of the parades, and they keep that one. And, yeah, we coexist with those other plans.
How long have you been the executive producer of the Thanksgiving parade here in Chicago?
1997 was my first parade as executive producer.
I feel like I met you when I first moved to town in 98.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, you've been on every single year.
Yeah, I'm always happy to be here.
It's good stuff. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to check weather and traffic, and we're going to bring on Chris Sullivan from This Is Us. Have you met Chris? Well, I'm sure you've talked to him on the phone. Have you met him in person yet?
I haven't. Okay. I haven't met him, so looking forward to having him out at the event tomorrow and getting to know him a bit.
Love it. All right. Lauren, what do we have?
Well, we have roughly 15 minutes before that high wind warning comes down. Right now, winds are blowing northwest at 24 miles per hour. Tomorrow will be less windy, but cool with a high of 37. Friday will be cloudy with a high of 41, and rain will develop later in the night. Right now, it's 37 in Lake Forest, 36 in Addison, 36 in Roselle, 38 in Flossmoor. Traffic has eased up quite a bit, just bad in a few areas. It's an hour heading in on the Kennedy from O'Hare, 55 back out, an hour out on the Eisenhower to 390, also an hour out on the Stevenson to 355. In Waukegan, a down pole is blocking 10th Street between Lewis and Glen Drive, and in Newton County, fallen power cables are blocking State Road 55 between County Road 500 and State Road 114. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Jill here again for America's Bath. And you might not know this, but some salesmen from many remodeling companies can be pretty tough to deal with. They use high-pressure tactics that they learn at sales boot camps to try and get as much money out of you as possible, and will even resort to camping in your house for hours as they try every trick in the book to get you to buy. America's Bath is exactly the opposite. Our process is simple. We give a free, honest quote with no pricing games and no hidden fees. We do offer special promotions from time to time, but they're always supplied evenly to everyone, exactly the same, and are completely transparent. The price is always calculated fairly, and the price we quote is the price. We don't play nonsense pricing games, period. We'll leave your home as graciously as we arrived. Call for a free in-home demo and estimate at 888-709-BATH. That's 888-709-BATH. Or online at americasbath.com. America's Bath, the perfect solution for senior bathroom remodeling.
This Christmas, you're invited to fight for the hungry, the hurting, and the hopeless. To fight for those hardworking families across Chicagoland who struggle to make rent, buy groceries, keep the heat on, and have holiday gifts for their kids. To fight for justice, hope, and love for thousands of children who live in poverty in our neighborhoods. You can join the Salvation Army's fight for good and help them win. The Salvation Army serves more than 1 million people every year in Chicago with important services including shelters, meals, childcare, disaster services, and holiday assistance. And you make it possible for them to win with donations at the iconic Red Kettles and online. Join the Salvation Army's fight for good. To donate, visit the John Williams page at WGNRadio.com. That's me. Head to my page at WGNRadio.com and look for John Williams ringing that Salvation Army bell. Let's do the most good on WGNRadio.com. Go to the John Williams page.
720 WGN, it's Pete McMurray. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. In studio with us is the executive producer of Chicago's Thanksgiving Parade, Phil Purovich, and the co-grand marshal is on the line. Would you like to introduce him?
I most certainly will. So everyone, please welcome Chris Sullivan from NBC's This Is Us.
Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How's everybody doing?
See, the happy Toby, that's what I like. I like the happy Toby.
Listen, we just got into town and first stop buying a pair of gloves.
Cold.
Well, listen, tell everybody you're tied to Chicago. You should know this weather. It can be hot one day and freezing the next.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, I was able to prepare pretty well. In Los Angeles, you can find a good hat and you can find a good coat, but gloves are kind of the last frontier. But yeah, my career got started here in Chicago. I started here doing theater at places like the Goodman, at Chicago Shakespeare, and the Court Theater, and went from here to Broadway.
God, that's great. And This Is Us called, and the rest is history.
Yeah, New York, and then Los Angeles called, and then now full circle back to where it all began.
Tell me about that phone call when Phil called you up and said, listen, we need you to come back for the parade. Did you say yes right away, or did you have to think about it? Let's see, Chicago in November, I'm not sure if I want to go back.
Of course, I said Chicago, yes. Someone who will sit in an open convertible in November in Chicago, there's only one person for this job.
There you go.
And it is me. I do well in the cold. I like it.
You put him in a convertible, Phil? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
He'll be up in the TV zone at the beginning of the show, and he'll spend a little time talking to people, do a short interview.
Okay.
And then back down to the staging area into a Mercedes-Benz convertible, and then up the parade route for all the fans to see.
And then straight to Butch McGuire's when you're done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Chris, a very nice convertible. That's how they get you.
Mercedes-Benz. Chris, how long are you in town?
Yeah. We're here through the weekend. We're going to see family and friends. My wife is from Champaign-Urbana, so a bunch of family and friends are coming to town, and we're going to catch up with everybody and have a little Thanksgiving celebration.
Now, this is year 3 for This Is Us?
We are in season 4. Currently in season 4.
Okay. Yeah. You and Kate, let me get this right. You and Kate were struggling to get married. You finally got married. And then you were struggling to have a kid. You had a baby. And then your baby is blind and you're about ready. Your marriage is almost over.
Listen, there are ups and downs in life. life is full of its own particular dramas. And This Is Us certainly knows how to portray all of them.
Well, I want you to know that I'm a big fan of the show, and I think it's wonderful. But people, when you bring up the show, it's like, oh, the show that makes you cry every week. People are crying watching This Is Us.
Well, you know, art is meant to hold up a mirror to its audience and ask the audience how it feels and what it thinks and what its opinions are. And This Is Us has a lot of themes and storylines that people seem to be connecting to. So we're very happy about that.
So, Chris, this is Phil with the Parade. I understand that you're a musician and you've currently got a band. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm currently performing under the name Joseph the Spouse. I'm doing some like blues, folk, Americana type songs, music with Taylor Goldsmith is producing the upcoming record, and we've been writing together, and he is, of course, from a band called Dawes. And hopefully the record will be out probably February or March.
Look at that. Yeah.
Busy guy.
Love Dawes.
Do you go on tour with that?
Hopefully we'll be able to hit the road and play some shows. Chicago, of course, will be a stop on the way.
So you spent some time in Chicago. Where does a Chris Sullivan hang out? You got a bar you like to go to, a specific restaurant? You got to hit Portillo's? Where are you headed?
Listen, I lived all along Sheridan Road, 3 different places, because that was my bus line, and so I never moved off my bus line. So I spent a lot of time at the Holiday Club, spent a lot of time in Wrigleyville, and down there near Broadway and Belmont were my old neighborhoods. And of course, always going to I'm going to go see a show at Steppenwolf while I'm here. May try and go catch a show at the Improv Olympic. But the culture is what I'm after. The food finds me. I don't have to try very hard to find the food.
And Justin Hartley, where did he go to high school? Was it Sandberg? He's from Chicago.
I'm not sure. Yeah, he's from the northern suburbs, I think. I'm not quite sure exactly where he went. But he's currently directing the episode of This Is Us that we're working on right now.
Oh, wow. How does that work if you're an actor on a TV show and you're directing yourself?
It's just a lot of talking out loud to yourself, kind of looking like a schizophrenic person.
I love it. Well,
yelling at yourself and then throwing tantrums, walking off, you know.
Well, continued success, man, with the show. It's probably the biggest show on NBC right now. Is there anything bigger than This Is Us?
Listen, there's nothing bigger than This Is Us on TV, period, people.
Chris Sullivan. Chris, we'll see you at the parade tomorrow. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That is Chris Sullivan. He plays Toby on This Is Us. What a great guy.
Fantastic. We couldn't be more lucky to have him with us this year.
I mean, who are some of the past Grand Marshals?
You know, another great actor, a comedian with deep Chicago ties is Matt Walsh. So his most recent role was on Veep.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you watch Veep on on HBO, he had a great role on that. You know, one of the primary cast characters. Obviously, it was an ensemble cast.
Right.
But he was our Grand Marshal 3 or 4 years ago, and it was just fantastic having him back. He rode through the parade in his convertible, and he had this great old-school Bears sweater on and a great Bears cap. So, and he does a Bears podcast out from L.A., so he's a huge Chicago Bears
really?
Fan. Yeah. And he couldn't have been more accommodating to fans, you know, just folks on the street that want to take a photo with him. And there were some other younger comedians around, and he was giving them some career advice. You know, you want to go here, you want to do these sort of sets, you want to go work on your skill and your craft at these places. So he was fantastic.
I feel like when people come through Chicago, they're good people.
I would agree with that.
I mean, Chris Sullivan, look at this guy talking about Sheridan Road, the Holiday Club, Wrigleyville.
I was going to say, everybody that comes through, when they do return, they talk about how much they love this town.
Right.
It's like, have you ever met anybody who's like, nah, Chicago is just okay? Nobody says that.
Nobody
you come to Chicago for a day, like, that was awesome. You live here for a period of time. This is one of the best cities in the world.
Definitely. Any advice for Dan Ponce, one of the hosts tomorrow, along with Lauren?
You know, Dan's a pro. He'd be giving me advice on what I need to be doing on parade day.
Don't give him that much credit.
You know, I want Dan to sing sometime during the parade. That's
what
I'd really
that's
like
right.
To
he's
see.
A singer.
He's got to do it. He's got an album and everything.
He's quite
TV
talented.
TV guy, sings, he's good looking. I want to punch him in the stomach. Phil, thanks for coming in. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock in the morning on WGN-TV, or you can go down to State in Van Buren where the little secret is. But where does it start again?
We step off at State and Ida B. Wells Drive, and we go north to Randolph.
Where is the executive director the whole time? Do you have like a stand where you're directing people? Or are you
the executive producer?
Producer, I'm sorry. Executive producer of the...
I'm generally in the morning. I'm down in staging just, you know, really just kind of greeting people and letting them know that, you know, we're very thankful that they're being with us, you know, coming out.
That's all they want to hear is a big thanks.
Well,
yeah.
That's how I feel. I mean, these people come out, they perform no matter what the weather is. And, you know, I just want them to know how much we appreciate it. And then as we get closer to showtime, I go up to TV Zone and just try to stay out of everybody's way.
Phil, you're the best. Happy Thanksgiving. It's good to see you again.
Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.
Enjoy Thanksgiving and be back for Black Friday hockey from the United Center. The Blackhawks welcome the Colorado Avalanche. Bowden's got the afternoon pregame at 2:30. John and Troy with the puck drop at 3.
Chicago Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN.
The holidays are here. The air is cold and bright. Where the dickens will I get a tree to make my house look right? It's time to decorate with lights for all to see. It's the time of year to spread good cheer with friends and family.
There's a magical place called Tree Time with the most ginormous holiday selection of artificial Christmas trees, lights, wreaths, and unique decorations. Oh, the quality and perfection. 200 different styles of trees that look like the real thing. At Factory Direct prices, they'll make your holiday ring. Come now as limited quantities sell out to avoid any frustrations. And meet with Tree Time top designers who will help you with your decorating creations. Visit Tree Time on Pepper Road in Lake Paddington and you'll see we're everything Christmas for your holiday decorations and tree.
So go to Tree Time, Tree Time, TreeTime.com. Everything Christmas, TreeTime.com.
Walter E. Smith is starting their Black Friday sale early. The stores may be closed, but you can head over to smith.com/Black Friday. Get your $250 coupon and shop their special buys. Do it now. smith.com/Black Friday. SMITHE.com/Black Friday.
I did use Mega. We had them a couple years ago. We had a back deck put on, and they did a terrific job. I thought they were trustworthy and honest. That's why I called them again.
We are talking today with Mega customer Joanne Bigwood of Skokie.
We asked them to come in and put in a walk-in shower in place of the bathtub. They assessed the situation, and they said they could do it, so we told them to go ahead. They had a few problems, but they overcame them. One of them was to get the bathtub out without damaging the vanity, which was encased in tile, and they did that. I thought it was amazing. I sent out pictures of it to my children, who think they need to know everything. They said it looked great.
One mega call does it all.
847-658-8989. 847-658-8989.
MegaPros.com.
Antique Books.
One mega call does it all.
Antique Books make a unique holiday gift. The Antiquarian Booksellers Association of America invites you to discover books in all fields and all prices. Gift for your family, friends, or yourself. History, cooking, science, novels, first editions, and much more. Don't buy another tie. A book is enduring and will fill both the reader's and the collector's soul. Visit their website to find an antiquarian bookshop near you. Go online, ABAA.org, to discover the antique book world. That's ABAA.org.
Happy Thanksgiving from Chicago. This is WGN at AM 720 on your radio and on smart devices everywhere. Just by saying play WGN Radio on TuneIn.
WGN Chicago.
Star Media Group Station.
36 degrees at 6 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Kim Gordon. The news is sponsored by Cars for Kids. The high wind warning is over, but now the cleanup begins.
Bears Lions Thanksgiving morning in Detroit. Find out who will and won't be playing. That's coming up in sports.
And in business, with a short holiday week, stocks moved higher on Wall Street today. We'll have all the numbers coming up. WGN Traffic, Lauren Lapka.
And this report is sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Edens is finally looking good. Both sides of the Kennedy between O'Hare and downtown are 50 minutes. Up on Eisenhower Slope between Kedzie and 25th, it's 56 to 390, 39 heading in. Stevenson is backed up outbound between Ashland and Central. It's 52 to 355, 36 minutes into Lakeshore Drive. Up on Dan Ryan, traffic is heavy from 47th. It's 32 minutes to 95th, 16 back in. Lakeshore Drive is stop and go southbound from Michigan to Chicago Avenue. And I-80-94 is slow. It's 45 minutes from the Indiana Toll Road to the Bishop Ford and 38 minutes if you're heading east. We believe every driver deserves quality parts. That's why you can do it yourself at a Napa Auto Parts store or have it done for you at a Napa Auto Care Center. Either way, that's Napa know-how. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffix Chicago app, approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka from the iDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
The news is next, but first the WGN forecast. Here's meteorologist Demetrius Ivory.
A high wind warning comes down this evening at 6 p.m. We're going to see cloudy and cool conditions. The winds will weaken with each hour during the overnight, still remaining fairly brisk tonight. The overnight low temperature down to about 29 degrees. Tomorrow's high temperature, 37 degrees. We typically see rain or have seen rain about 56% of the time on Thanksgiving Day. Not tomorrow, as we're expecting a high of 37. On Friday, we're expecting cloudy conditions. We warm up a little bit. The high temperature, 41. Friday night, we're down to about 36. Saturday, we're expecting rain to come our way. The high, 45 degrees. And on Sunday, rain changes to snow. The high reaches 41. I'm WGN meteorologist Demetrius Ivory.
And even though the high wind warning has expired, the damage has been done. ComEd crews are working to restore power to more than 12,000 customers across the area. More than 440 crews have restored power to 81,000 so far today. Christmas decorations have been blown around. Light poles and tree limbs are down. And there are reports of some windows breaking downtown. State Senator Martin Sandoval resigned today, effective New Year's Day. Back in September, FBI agents raided his Springfield and Cicero offices. He's not facing criminal charges at this point. Sandoval has served in the Senate since 2003. The family of Shanti Bryla left a Cook County courtroom today shaken and unable to talk after hearing prosecutors lay out the case of how they believe the 43-year-old mother was killed. Prosecutors say Marvin Bailey, who was living with Bryla at the time, killed her, but he says he had no clue on her whereabouts. They say surveillance video shows Bailey using Bryla's debit card to buy bungee cords, ties, and a dolly that was used to move a heavy, large blue bin.
The weight of the bin was such that it took both the defendant and witness three to drag it up the flights of stairs.
Prosecutors say Bailey and another man took the bin to a hotel at 128th and Ashland, and they left it there. Trespassing charges were dropped against all nine Chicago Teachers Union members who were arrested after they demonstrated at developer Sterling Bay's Lincoln Yards project during the teacher strike. Teacher Hilario Dominguez is one of the teachers who was arrested.
Isn't that atrocious? The fact that these greedy developers wanted us to come to court, press charges on us, and forced us to get out of our classes just to come to court.
The judge dropped the charges because the complaining witness did not show up in court today. It's an annual tradition in New York City. On the eve of the big Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, spectators and fans come out to see the giant inflatable balloon characters get filled with air for the big event tomorrow. Extra police officers will be out keeping millions of parade goers safe. Here's Mayor Bill de Blasio.
93 years now. People of New York City hosted this parade, enjoyed this parade. It's something to be very, very thankful for. I also am thankful for all those who serve us and protect us, the NYPD, the FDNY, everyone who makes sure that tomorrow is a special and safe day and every day of the year.
Whether or not the balloons make it down the parade route will be a last-minute decision. High winds could ground the balloons this year. Before you park in the city, check the signs. Chicago's winter overnight parking ban goes into effect Sunday at midnight. Even if there is no snow on the ground, cars cannot be parked on restricted curb lanes between 3 and 7 a.m. until April 1st. Drivers violating the ban face a minimum of a $150 towing fee, a $60 ticket, and $20 daily storage fee. WGN Sports. Here's Kevin Powell.
Thank you, Kim. After a 27-point victory over Bradley, Northwestern set to play in the Fort Myers tip-off championship game tonight. They'll face Pitt. Northwestern's last win over the Panthers was a victory in December of 1962. Pre-game 7:15, tips at 7:30 with Dave Ennett and Joey Meyer. Bulls visiting the three-win Warriors tonight, first of three on the road. Your Xfinity X5 Blackhawks report. Corey Crawford notched his 26th career shutout. Patrick Kane extended his point streak to 13 games, and the Blackhawks knocked off the streaking Stars 3-0 last night. Up next for the Hawks, they'll take on the Stars Friday afternoon. We'll have that game at 2:30. And six players listed as out on the Bears injury report for their Thanksgiving matchup in Detroit. Ben Browniker and Taylor Gabriel remain in concussion protocol. Bobby Massey with an ankle. Sherrick McManus dealing with a groin injury. Adam Shaheen with the foot injury. And Danny Trevathan still working his way back from that gruesome left elbow injury. Kickoffs at 11:30 tomorrow. We'll have a pregame with Hampton OB at 9, and they'll have the postgame show at 2:30. On the home of the Blackhawks, Northwestern Wildcats, and White Sox baseball, Kevin Powell, WGN Sports.
Your money on WGN, sponsored by T-Mobile for Business. It keeps business moving 24-7. The Dow closed up 42 points today. NASDAQ up 57. The S&P 500 up 13. I'm Kim Gordon on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
With data and texting included in over 200 countries and destinations, T-Mobile for Business keeps you connected at the corner coffee shop or a cafe halfway around the world. Business is changing. Are you with us? Visit T-Mobile.com/business.
Algae. That murky green stuff may not seem very useful, but it could be the future of energy. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing biofuels from algae so that the trucks, ships, and planes that drive our economy could one day run on algae biofuels with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels, keeping transportation humming while cutting emissions. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
It's a fact. We're impatient patients. I'm John Williams, and the Joint Relief Institute knows you're leading a busy life. If you're not, this is still for you. Hang in there. The point is, you and I aren't anxious to read their magazines while waiting for a treatment, and you don't want to take a long time to recover. We're impatient patients. At the Joint Relief Institute in Orland Park and Oak Brook, they'll manage your knee pain quickly. In fact, they like to brag that after the knee injection, it's typical to find their patients going to the gym or shopping all day at the mall. I played basketball after one of my knee treatments. If you've got knee pain, shoulder, or elbow pain, come by for a free evaluation. As a patient, they'll use advanced digital imaging to see where your joint's worn away. They put a lubricant into that spot and it works. It's a fast, pain-free, non-surgical procedure. I'll bet your insurance will cover it. In fact, they've got a specialist to help you with that. So limp, waddle, waltz, stroll in. Online, you can find them at jointreliefinstitute.com. You can call them right now, 708-888-0000, as in zero pain. Pain.
720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. It is a Chicago tradition, especially around the holidays, going to Butch McGuire's on Division. In studio with us is Bobby McGuire. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Pete. Thanks for having us.
It's nice to see me sober, isn't it?
It is.
Right. It is. And you brought a bartender with you. Zach, how are you, man?
Doing great, thanks.
Bobby, how packed was it when you left the bar today?
We were at capacity.
What?
Yeah.
It's not even 7.
I know. Well, it started like 3 o'clock.
Are you
like
kidding
Wednesday.
Me?
All the,
blacking
all
out
the
happens earlier
out.
And earlier every year.
But Pete and I were talking about how all the bars now try to become worthy of an Instagram post. So they decorate, they do pop-up bars, things like that. And Pete was like, made the point, Butch McGuire's like the original because everybody that goes there takes a picture of the decorations.
They do.
So how did that I'll start, because there's nothing cooler than the interior of Butch McGuire's.
It started as like an employee-driven decoration party back in the 60s. And then my dad saw Goldblatt's department store was selling all their window displays, Christmas window displays.
Okay.
They were making new ones, I guess. And he bought all of them. And he added
to do something with them.
Yeah, some Chicago firemen who are carpenters on the side. And he gave it all to them. He said, do something with this stuff.
Okay.
And they figured out the only place they could put it that wouldn't take up valuable drinking space was the ceiling. So they made a bunch of mobiles and hung all the decorations from the ceiling, and that's where it really kind of took off.
Where did the train come from? I mean, I could see the decorations and the lights, but hey, let's put a train above the bar.
My dad was not a big train guy, so someone must have given him the ideas, and he's like, sure, I'll put a train up, and they've been up ever since.
I mean, that's a big deal for people to come in during the holidays and see the decorations, the train, and have a Bloody Mary. I mean, my sister has done it for years. She lives out in Palatine every year, brings her family downtown.
Yeah, we have a lot of like second, third, fourth generation families coming in with 3 and 4 generations. Like, they've been coming since the 60s.
Right.
Now they got their grandkids and great-grandkids with them.
Yeah.
And the trains, we decorate all the cars with local businesses, but they all donate to Mercy Home for boys and girls. We make them give a big donation to Mercy Home to run their car.
I have never noticed that.
Yeah.
I'm going to notice that tonight, walking in completely sober
there
at
you
7:20. How long have you guys owned the bar?
Since 61 we opened.
1961. Yeah. What was there before?
Bobby Farrell's Duchess Show Lounge.
Wow. So lots of stories in that location.
Wow. Man.
It was a burlesque club, but it had been closed for 3 or 4 years when Butch took it over.
Okay. Butch was your father?
Yeah.
Who passed away? When was that?
It was 06, back in 2006.
I mean, I remember the parties just kept going for days and just paying tribute to your father.
Yep.
I wrote a letter to the bar. People just felt compelled to say something and just show up at the bar, and they couldn't even get in that day.
No, they couldn't get in that day or for many days after. And then, the alderman back then was nice enough to let us kind of have an impromptu block party the day of his funeral.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was
a
good
that's Chicago. Yeah, yeah, we're going to just, just block off Division, and you guys can just party in the street.
Yeah,
isn't that the Chicago way? So Butch McGuire's, over the years, I'm sure you've seen tons of celebrities come in.
Yeah, a handful. Mostly sports, a lot of Blackhawks players.
Right.
The Bears players, when they're rookies, when they get big and famous, they stop coming in,
Really? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it is. Cutler used to come in when he was, a new player on the Bears, and then when
and then people started hating him,
and
so
then
you couldn't be out of
punched him in the stomach and told him never to come back. Bobby McGuire is here from Butch McGuire's on Division, so we're not going to have to wait in line, are we, tonight?
No, you won't have to wait.
Okay, I can come in the side door.
That's
the secret
why you're
door.
Doing this radio spot.
Don't let out the radio secret,
Bobby. You know me so well. You know me so well. How has the bar changed? Because I remember when I first started going there, I remember that side room was smaller. Or was I just not paying attention? And the back room, I thought, was smaller.
Well, there was no back room.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know when the first time you went into Butch's was, but the back room, really, there was no bar back there. And
okay.
The bar ended about 12 feet before it does now. So we blew out the back wall and built the bar. And so we were definitely longer.
What was back there? An alley?
It's like a covered alleyway for deliveries.
Really?
Yeah. So it went all the way through the building to the old Lane Drugs that had a restaurant in it. That was their delivery corridor.
Okay. And you just took it over?
Yeah, we just took it over.
We were going to take it. And yeah. The side? Was the side that big?
The side looked bigger because I opened the wall up.
Okay.
So I made the opening twice as big, so the room looks bigger.
Well, you can never tell theory. Because it's always packed when I go in there.
Well, yeah. You come at the right time.
Right.
St. Patrick's Day.
Well, is the basement ever open anymore?
No.
Okay.
We lost that privilege.
Why? What happened? That city said...
The city said no. They said the top of the stairs is 2 inches too low, the basement stairs. So it doesn't stay the same height all the way up because it's an old building.
And right.
At the top... The ceiling's too low.
Can't you fix that? Call a guy?
I'd have to rip out 3 staircases to do it.
You're kidding.
Because I'd have to go take all the staircases.
Yeah, you have to go up.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
No, it's a lot of money. I looked.